Today's episode, A Christmas List. This week, Alt 92.5 brings you a few Yuletide tales of Christmas past. We wish you all the happiest holiday season as you create your own special Tales of Christmas along El Camino Sierra. Father John Crowley, known to many as the Desert Padre, had probably the largest parish and area in the entire United States during the 1930s. Crowley's congregation extended from Bridgeport to Shoshone, an area larger than Maryland and Delaware combined. Making sure Christmas and all its trimmings went off without a hitch in his huge area took a lot of planning mixed with a dash of adventure. Here's a few excerpts from Father Crowley's notes on Christmas 1937. A journey into the Panamint Valley to obtain desert holly proved fruitless as the bushes were too dry to make wreaths. But an interesting jaunt withal, because we succeeded in miring down the car at a 45-degree angle in the volcanic ash on the brink of 1,000-foot-deep Rainbow Canyon. I had to climb uphill to the door on the uphill side to get out, and was promptly thrown back by the 50-mile-an-hour gale. A prayer or two and a little pushing and digging, and we were soon on our way. Wednesday noon, we packed candy boxes at the Lions Club luncheon for the community Christmas tree, and that night passed out toys and apples till our arms ached. Thursday, we set up the manger scene at Bishop, and Friday we did the same at Lone Pine and Keeler. I nearly forgot to call Father Watson in Los Angeles to confirm he would come and provide Christmas Mass at Death Valley and Shoshone for the faithful. It took us a bit to locate the homes in Lone Pine destined for the Christmas baskets we passed out that evening, but we were back in time for confession, and when I heard Come All Ye Faithful played at midnight mass, I forgot and forgave much. Crowley was back up at 5 a.m., headed north to make sure the good folks of Bishop could attend Christmas mass. Once there, he found an icy pool in the church entrance from a broken water pipe from the 20-degree temperature, but he notes that no one slipped and no one complained. Later Christmas morning, Crowley held Mass at Lone Pine again, then Keeler, and finished off his Christmas Day with a small service for the men and families at the Minietta Mine in Panamint Valley, where they hosted the good Padre for Christmas dinner. It was a 300-mile Christmas Day for Father John Crowley as he brought the Christmas message to his parish, and as he noted at the end of the day, Christmas only comes once a year, and that's true even here along El Camino Sierra.